Democrats plan to bring to the floor of the House a measure that would give the president a bridge fund for military operations of about $50 billion. That's of the $196 billion he sought earlier this year. It would require President Bush to begin redeploying U.S. forces from Iraq almost immediately, with the goal of pulling most combat troops out by December 15th of 2008, and would restrict the U.S. military mission to force protection, counterterrorism, and training of Iraqi security forces. The president has consistently rejected attempts by the Democratic-controlled Congress to attach language calling for any kind of timetable, whether mandatory or qualified as a goal. For that reason, Democrats may ultimately be forced to remove that provision. However, in a Tuesday news conference, Democrats underscored their determination to make another stand on Iraq policy. Here is New York Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney.
House Democrats plan to send the president a smaller supplement funding request for the war with a bigger message. Start bringing our troops home now.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he hopes to bring the measure up for a vote in the Senate as quickly as possible after House passage, adding he hopes the withdrawal language remains in the bill.
I would hope Republicans in the Senate will democratically allow us to move forward. If they don't, it's not us taking away the bridge fund. It's their taking away the bridge fund.
House Democratic Leader Steny Hoyer made this direct appeal to the Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell, urging him not to block the measure.
We would very sincerely hope that Senator McConnell and the Republicans in the United States Senate would allow the will of the American people to be reflected on the floor of the United States Senate.
For his part, Senator McConnell made clear to reporters later that Republicans have no intention of going along with the Democratic effort, saying he will use Senate procedures to push for a clean bill for military operations. In arguing against the Democrats' $50 billion measure with withdrawal and other provisions, Republicans are expected to cite recent positive reports about declining violence in Iraq. Senator McConnell referred to progress in his response to a reporter about a report issued by Democrats Tuesday estimating that the overall economic cost to Americans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan will reach $1.6 trillion by next year.
Of course, the war has been costly, but we have been protected from attack here at home. There's progress that is obviously being made in Iraq, being written about by most of your newspapers and outlets, and we need to finish the job. And finish the job is to leave Iraq in a condition that it can defend itself and be an ally in the war on terror.
President Bush, who recently signed a $460 billion regular Defense Department spending bill without specific war funding in it, is certain to veto any bill he believes would tie the hands of military commanders, as he did with a similar measure earlier in the year. When they bring the $50 billion measure to the floor, Democrats will again point to the fact that 2007 remains the deadliest year for American forces in Iraq and to the strains on the U.S. military and military families from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.